It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Good morning. Welcome to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. And the revolution continues. Me, Jet Lacy. I'm filling in all week for Ernest while he's playing golf in Newport Beach, California. He flew all the way across the country to do that and then flying all the way back across to Newport Beach to relax and play some golf. He's just a jet setter, I tell you. And I'm a little bit jealous because it's real hot here at the downtown, beautiful downtown Freedom's Phoenix Studios in Central Phoenix, Arizona. You know, it's really nice in the morning still. You know, it's probably like 85, 90. But boy, it gets hot quick. And it's going to be about a buck 10 again today. Boy, I'm sweating. But, you know, I'm really happy to be with you. I've had a, you know, I'm having a great time doing a few more shows than I normally do. We got a great show for you today. I got my friend Chuck Gillespie in the studio with me. I'm going to do a little bit of different stuff this week. You know, I'm going to mix up the format a little bit. I'm going to have just a couple, you know, guests in now and again just to talk about the issues, just have someone to bounce ideas off. We're going to have some really good guests up this week. I got Powell Gamble coming in tomorrow to talk. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning.
What's going on, brother?
Just you know it.
So, man, I tell you, we are going to be discussing the G20 from a financial standpoint. You know, we'll be discussing it from an activism standpoint a little bit later this week. We're going to be talking about the G8 with what Berlusconi, who is the premier of Italy, talked about. We're going to be talking about how a New York Times reporter calls Irgun terrorists and terrorism's romantic, which is the Zionist group. We're going to go in depth at that. And then the last hour, we're going to be talking about food and depopulation, how the food system is shortening our lives, not nourishing our bodies. And I'm going to be able to prove beyond any shadow of a doubt that this is a plan to further debulk the population. That's where they're hitting us on so many levels. And that's what I talk about on the show all the time, is this is one big eugenics job by the New World Order, because they want less of us. For one, they can't control us. For two, they don't need us. They want, 500 million or so slaves working in tightly knit cities, and then the rest of the world will be their Eden. And you see the process going on all the time with, you know, the National Park System, with the Endangered Species Act. You see all kinds of different things where people aren't allowed to go to the land. Just look at what happened in Arizona. There, all these, this big whole tract of land is now off limits to Americans because of the threat of illegal aliens. So I tell you what, I never met an illegal alien I was afraid of. I met a lot of people with shiny badges that I was afraid of, though. And that's what we're going to be talking about here today. And, when we come back from break, I want to tell you about a little bit, a story that happened to me yesterday. I had a really, really weird day. You know, it started out as a pretty sad day, but a happy day at the same token. You know, my friend Jim Kaiser moved to Kauai. You know, we hung out all the time, and I'm really happy for him. But, I'll tell you the story when we come back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, and the revolution continues. Me, Jet Lacy. Love to hear from you. 800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. You know, we're gonna get right on this when we come back in just a minute. Hold on.
There are those that just want to be left alone.
and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, and the revolution continues with me, Jet Lacy. We got Chuck Gillespie in studio with me. We're going to be talking about all kinds of business today, and we're going to be talking about, I wish I had the opportunity to talk about a little bit more positive stuff, okay? Because all in all, I'm a very positive person. I love people. I love the world. But if I don't wake people up to this, I'm not going to have a world that I want to live in. So I need to wake people up, and I need to do it with love. However, I need to point out in a very, very direct fashion what is being done and why. And that's exactly why I come in here and do this show, because I tell you what, someone much wiser than me said, I wish I didn't have to do this stuff. I got other stuff I'd like to do. I'd like to spend more time with my family, but I feel absolutely compelled to wake people up to the New World Order. And that's why I'm here. Right, wrong, or indifference. This is the choice that I've made. Because at the end of the day, at the end of my life, and someone asked me, hey man, what did you do during the Second American Revolution? I'm going to say I did everything I could. Because I care about life, and I care about liberty, and I care about people. And I know everybody out there does too. For the most part. And the thing is, we really have to get back to personalizing each other rather than distancing ourselves from one another. We have to, in order to have good people in your life, you have to be a good person in your life. It doesn't mean you have to give everybody everything or buy anybody's friendship. You have to just go out there and be the best person you can be, and then people will attract to you, and then people will start listening to you. You lead by example is what I'm trying to say. So, going on that tack, I just want to talk about something I'm doing next Saturday with the Love Police Arizona. The Love Police Arizona, in association with the Love Police Scotland, and this is going on around the world, folks, International Free Hugs Day 2010. This is going to be a great event. International Free Hugs Day flows from the original idea of a gentleman named Juan Mann, who started by giving out free hugs in Sydney in June 2004 in an effort to cheer up his day. Not everybody else's day, he did it for himself. And research by psychologists has shown that when people hug, the brain releases the chemical oxytocin. This encourages social bonding and decreases fear. Actually, oxytocin is a drug they give during the final stages of pregnancy when the baby's trying to come out, because it creates the contractions as well. But then it also helps with that mother-baby bond, and it's a trick that our body does to us to make us love that baby that just really, really pained the mother for a long time, you know what I mean? And, I guess what I'm trying to say is, it does make you, it releases that endorphin, kind of, right? And makes you feel better.
I wish they would put more oxytocin in the water instead of fluoride.
Indeed. We're going to be talking about fluoride in the water a little bit later here. But a hug can bring down so many barriers, social, cultural, language. It will brighten up everyone's day, and just a simple hug can be the catalyst that sparks the change in someone's life. You have the power to make it happen. So the idea is to get as many synchronized hugathons going at the same time on Saturday, July 3rd, in as many towns and cities as possible, and to share our experiences after the event. Here in Phoenix, the Diamondbacks are playing the Los Angeles Dodgers at 6:30, and there will be fireworks over the stadium after the game, so there's going to be a lot of people going into that stadium, and we're going to be standing outside. We're going to be out there giving free hugs. Even though that's where we did our first inaugural Love Police action a week or so ago. The thing is, when it's 110 degrees every day in Phoenix in the summer, you're very, very hard pressed to find somewhere where there's a lot of people walking around outside that you can go talk with them. And that's why we're going back to the stadium for Free Hugs Day. But I mean, they have all over Edinburgh, Scotland, London, England, all over England, Waterford, Ireland, Lisbon and Sandra in Portugal, Buenos Aires, Argentina, New Mexico, Denver, Colorado, of course, Phoenix, Philadelphia, Pensacola, Florida. You got Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, Sydney, Melbourne, you know, a couple more cities in Ireland, Bangkok, Thailand, and Budapest, Hungary. So if you look on my Facebook Love Police AZ page, you can find out all about it, and I'll have the link to it up on today's listing for on freedomswithanSphoenix.com, which is the very cornerstone of everything that we do around here. So I guess that took a little bit longer than I'd wanted to, Chuck, but we're going to get to the I just want to tell everybody about a really interesting day that I had yesterday. It was a complete surprise. You know, my friend Jim Kaiser that I've talked about on the show, he left yesterday, and I was really sad. You know, I actually got a little choked up because I really like the guy. He's a pure soul, honest guy, not a criminal like everybody says he is for running away with his son because they were forced drugging him. So anyway, he's sort of given up, and he decided to move on with his life because he has no prospect to see his child anytime soon. And unfortunately, Chuck is another person that is experiencing something very similar. And the thing is, but he gave, you know, I've helped him, he's helped me, you know, we've been there for each other, and he gave me his car upon leaving. And so I just slapped some insurance on it, and it was nice to have a car because my wife and I are sharing one right now. And I get a call from Drew Phillips, who, you know, was working the board with me all this week. He's a good friend of mine. He does all my filming for me when I go out. And he said, hey, there's a videographer from Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth that needs to be picked up at the airport and brought to Mesa. So I was like, sure, man, I'll do it. And especially since I got a new car. So I had to hurry up and vacuum it out and clean it up and stuff. So I go to pick up the guy. And his name is Martin. We drove way, way out in Mesa to do these quick interviews because he had to be back on the plane. Anyway, we pull into the guy's driveway, and where he parked his car, there was a Ron Paul 2008 sticker. And I was like, well, I think we're going over here with some kindred spirits. So I felt immediately comfortable walking into this man's beautiful office. And his name is Scott Granger, and he's a really nice man. He's a fire prevention engineer. And so got to talk to him. He knows Ernie really well. He ran for Senate against John Kyle in 94. Actually got the Libertarian record for percentage of the vote. He got 7%, which is unheard of for Libertarians, unfortunately. But anyway, it was great to meet him. And there's another, the engineer, the architect that they were interviewing was a gentleman named Rick Fox, like Guy Fox Day, F-A-W-K-E-S. And he came, and I know him from friends of mine that are from upstate New York, and he's from upstate New York, and I only knew him through separate family friend stuff, but I didn't know that he was into the Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, so I thought that was pretty cool. That was a really good surprise that, you know, when I went over there. So things really do work out for a reason, and I'm telling you, the reason I told you this story is because if you put yourself out there, if you just put yourself in certain circumstances, things will happen, and the wheel of karma does turn. What goes around does indeed come around, and not that bad things don't happen to good people, but if you keep consistently doing the right thing, good things will happen to you. Just like the other day when Chuck was with us, he's in the video. He actually took all the, he filmed it all for the after party for the Alice Cooper, the first Love Police action. And, you know, we didn't know that that was going to happen. And we just showed up to Cooperstown to have a drink to celebrate our first action. And Alice Cooper is playing that night. And, you know, those are the types of things that I say, if you just put yourself out there and you go out and live a little bit, and you don't live so vicariously through others, you can really, really start to understand what it means to live and love and, you know, and break the paradigm of fear and worry that we all live with. And when you're a good person, and people say, oh, but I have to get a, I have to earn my living. I have to make sure that I have this and I have that. Those things will come to you. Those things, your needs will be met. There are people, especially in the freedom movement, if you start participating in that way, you will get people that will help you. Because we all realize in this freedom movement that we have to help one another. And we are nothing without other people. When we come back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, you know, that was my good vibe at the beginning. I want to start off the show good. We're going to get real heavy here in just a minute. We come back with me, Jet Lacy, and Chuck Gillespie on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. We'll be right back.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, and the revolution continues. Meet Jet Lacy. We're going to start talking about this. I have two articles that I want to talk about that are opposing on the outset, but when you really read them, they say the exact same thing. However, we have a phone call from Chris from We Are Change. Are you there with us, Chris?
Jet Lacy.
Good morning.
Hey, it's Clint from We Are Change.
Clint, what's going on, dude?
How are you, man?
I'm good, man. Like, I left you a message yesterday. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about your the Axiom Truth Tellers Festival. And actually, the link to your what you're planning is up on Freedom's Phoenix on the listing for today's show. I was actually going to leave it up there. So tell me what's going on with you, brother.
Well, my friend, first of all, let me say I appreciate you guys supporting us. You're one of the few, unfortunately. We've gotten to a point now. When we decided to do this conference, we actually attended another conference in L.A. and decided that we wanted to do ours in an honest and upfront way and do it nonprofit, completely nonprofit, as cheap as can possibly be, and yet still get, you know, spend all our monies on speakers, getting them out here, putting them up in the nicest hotels, and you know, pretty much doing a classroom setting. So we, you know, came up with the Axiom title, and you know, we've got a really great roster of speakers. However, the one thing we didn't intend or weren't able to predict was that people weren't going to buy tickets right away. And so at this point, we are what you might call dead in the water because we have not sold tickets. And it's unfortunate because we've got a heck of a roster of speakers, including Luke Radowski, who's really excited to come out here, and yet we can't buy a plane ticket. So again, I mean, I thank you guys for promoting us.
Is it not going to happen, or are you still going
to
try?
Well, you know, I this is my last-ditch effort, honestly. I'm calling you guys to just get the word out. You know, we had at one point, we had about 350 people. We have a maximum of 300 people that we can take. And we have about 350 people who've confirmed that they're coming, have said they're going to come and on different websites. And again, nobody's bought tickets. And, you know, I understand waiting until the last minute to buy tickets. But unfortunately, it means we can't necessarily move on unless we get a sponsor or sell some tickets. And
it's not that expensive for
I mean, we're talking we actually raised the price to $70 just because we needed to start getting some money in. But if there's groups out there that still want to come, you know, we'll lower it to the original $50 price for groups, no problem whatsoever, because that's pretty much what our expense budget is in order to pay for everything we need to. You know, the bottom line is that you guys, you know, I got to hand it to Freedom's Phoenix because, for the most part, this whole movement, this Patriot movement, we're an unorganized group. And kind of like what you were talking about earlier, you know, whether you believe in God or you don't believe in God, there is a good and an evil, or a good and a bad force, a dark and a light force. And that dark force is constantly pushing on the light side, the good side, right, the honest working people like you and me.
Why? And it's easy to be evil. If you ever notice, like, all the jobs in which you're creating slavery or hurting your fellow man are the easiest jobs in the world to do. And,
sure.
And the
sure.
jobs that are honest are the hardest because you're always swimming against the stream.
Yeah. Oh, boy, don't I know it. The problem is that good people don't get organized because good people don't really see the darkness, that evil, that force that's working against them, that force that's subverting the very society, the very work ethic that we all live under. And well, so, yeah, again, like I said, I commend Freedom's Phoenix for being so darn organized. When I was down there, I was just so impressed with you guys.
Well, I think the New World Order does spend a fair amount of time and resources to program us to not pick up on that, too. Wouldn't you agree, Clint?
Yeah, definitely. That's the very definition of media. That's, you know, sports fans are a great example, because I consider a soccer game no different than a Colosseum match back in Rome. It's a way to get your aggression out. It's a distraction.
And to live vicariously.
While horrible things are happening and nobody's doing anything about it. And again, it's because good people don't feel the need to organize.
Right. So,
and it's a real problem.
So tell us some of these, the people that you're having coming out to speak. You know,
oh, man.
Let's get people fired up about this, because it's not too late yet, right?
Yeah, no, definitely not.
We have a caravan going up from Phoenix. You know, a bunch of people had written on Facebook, they're my friends, that said they've already bought their tickets and we're planning a trip, so...
Yeah,
we got to make
sure. Yeah, we definitely we have a caravan coming out from San Francisco too that they're planning on coming. I'll tell you, we have Luke Radowski, that alone, you know, the head of We Are Change, which we're really excited about because this is really a sort of a We Are Change presentation. Other confirmed speakers, one of them is Dr. Ann Blake Tracy. If you're not familiar with Ann Blake Tracy, she's, I hear music.
That's all right. Can we hold on just a minute?
Sure,
Thanks. Clint, when we come back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock and the Revolution Continues with me, Jet Lacy. We're going to talk with Clint Richardson again in just a minute. We're going to talk about the Axiom Truth Tellers Festival coming up in Salt Lake City. We'll be right back in just a minute. Hold on.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock and the Revolution Continues with me, Jet Lacy. It's getting funky in here, so funky with the truth, it's going to stink the place up. So we got Clint Richardson here on the line with us talking about the Axiom Truth Tellers Conference, and I was looking it up again online, and man, what a list you got. So tell us a little bit more about who you have speaking. Hello?
You with us? We have is a bunch of conspiracy guys. We don't have a bunch of guys coming up and telling you about the Rothschilds owning 50% of the wealth, stuff that you can't do anything about. And the point that I'm making here is that this is an education event. This is not a conspiracy event. This is something where you can learn the truth. And that was the whole point of this, the truth tellers, the real facts. Now, one of my personal triumphs in this was Walter Burian. I had the good fortune to, as you were talking about earlier, to put myself out there. I was a professional sound designer in Hollywood, moved to Utah, put myself out there for this guy who had no one supporting him. And to me, Walter Burian is about the most important guy on this planet right now, because he's one of the few people out there who not only recognizes the problem, which is government wealth, the complete, you know, he says the best way to steal money from people is for them not to ever know they had it in the first place. So with the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports, you see that government owns just about everything, and it's provable right there in front of your eyes. So Walter Burian
I really
has agreed
like that.
to
Yeah, I'm excited about Alan Watt.
I love
his voice is fantastic, and you know, not only that, he's so intelligent, and he just
unbelievable. Yes, and what's beautiful about Alan Watt is that he deprograms people from what we were talking about earlier, which is that media hypnosis that we all fall under, whether we like it or not. You know, another one is Dr. Ann Blake Tracy, who, you know, is not an extremely well-known name unless you're in the circle of antidepressants. And her book called Prozac Panacea or Pandora, she explains that antidepressants are not antipsychotics, but are actually psychotics. In fact, antidepressants are just one molecule off of LSD. And LSD, if you don't know, was created by the government quite a while ago in order to study, in order to give to sane people, in order to study insanity, essentially.
Wow.
So this is what's going on with, and we had the fortune of actually interviewing her not too long ago, and it was a fascinating interview. You're talking about, you know, all these school shootings, the Columbine shooting, the Phil Hartman shooting, all of these shootings, these random shootings that you hear about. She is the expert witness on all of these cases going against the pharmaceutical companies, saying, look, every single shooting, every single time that a man blows away his wife and kids, then realizes what he does is because they're on these antidepressants, because they're in a dreamlike state, because they're essentially on a Brave New World's soma.
Right. Well, they're also, you know, made from a fluoride molecule. So,
sure.
You know, which we will go into a little bit later. We're going to talk about the eugenics of the food industry later on the show. So tell us a little bit about, you know, the Truth Tellers Conference and, you know, where it's going to be, and give us all the details so if people are interested. You know, it's going to be a heck of a lot nicer up in Salt Lake City than it is most everywhere else in the country.
Oh, yeah. Summers are actually absolutely beautiful up here. We're at about, somewhere between 5,000 and 6,000 feet. We've got the Rocky Mountains right here. Actually, when Luke's going to come out, we're going to go up, take him up to a cave and go spelunking here. And so we're really excited to have these guys come out. We're actually planning on having a dinner with the speakers where they can all just sit down and debate different things. You know, your Gary Franchi, who's constitutionally oriented. The conference itself, we've actually done something kind of unique up here in We Are Change, which I hope that anybody that is in We Are Change is listening will also take into consideration. We went to the Community College Network up here, the Salt Lake City Community College, and we started a club during the club week when everybody starts their clubs, and we started a We Are Change club in the school system.
Wow.
Right? And in that way, you get the support not only of the students and the faculty, but you get support from the school itself.
Right.
So all of a sudden, you have an official We Are Change club with the backing of the Utah school system.
Yeah.
So
that's usually the system against itself.
Yeah, well, sort of. I mean, not really, because it's. I mean, of all the clubs, they said we had the most interest of all the students. So we're having it at a school. Actually, we found this beautiful location, sort of outside of you know, down from the main Salt Lake City, but it's actually a lecture hall, which I thought was the perfect situation, because it's a really well equipped lecture hall with stadium seating. It has room for 300 people. That's it. And there's a nice hall outside for vendors, and we are accepting vendors as well. And that information's on the website. And we, you know, we've got the quad outside where we're gonna maybe set up some tents so people can have some food. Some concerts, we're going to have some movie screenings. I think we're going to show Gary Franchi's movie, one of his movies, either Camp FEMA or Don't Tread on Me.
Yeah, we were part of the nationwide showing here at the Freedom's Phoenix Workshop of the Don't Tread on Me. I think it was like 900 showings in well over 100 cities.
Yep, we did the same thing, man. We were learning the same time you were.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, beautiful.
What I notice is that, especially I've only been in this, you know, and like I said, you stayed at my house. You just stopped by the Freedom's Phoenix Workshop, and that's how we met.
Yep.
We ended up going to the Arizona State Fair together. And,
yeah, oh, my God.
That was a lot of fun.
Yes, that was the first time I drank in a while, actually. Yeah. We went to, what concert was that?
Stone Temple Pilots.
Yes, yes, and they were really good, man. Yeah. You guys showed me the red carpet, and the fact that you let me sleep on your couch there, some guy you didn't know. I mean, we obviously connected in ways that a lot of people don't, I think. But, yeah, I mean, again, I can't thank you enough for showing me that. I mean, again, talk about putting yourself out there. You know,
it comes down to whether my wife likes you or not. And she likes you.
Yeah, well, that's important. And the dog has to like.
You bet. So, anyway, tell us again where this is going to be and how they can get and find out how they can, you know, get tickets and come to the Axiom 2010 Truth Tellers Conference.
Yes, sir. We are Axiom, that's AXIOM conference.com. Our website has pretty much all the information you need. Tickets are right now selling for $70. If you contact us personally, we'll give you a discounted rate of $50. For groups, we have a special room rate available with a local hotel nearby for $75 a night.
Not bad.
And they are taking care of transportation between the hotel and the venue. And, again, we didn't want to be beholden to a hotel and have to fill up the rooms in order to have the conference. So, it's July 30th, 31st, and August 1st. It is in Salt Lake City, Utah, actually just a little below Salt Lake City, but within the county. And again, like I said, go to the website. All the speaker information is there. Any other questions, you can email myself or Edward Mock, who is running the website. There's a couple of videos on the website that he did that I was actually really impressed with. So there you
that
go.
Sounds great, man. And I'll put the link up on the listing for today's show on freedomswithanassphoenix.com. If you just look up today's show in the morning, I keep it on there. I put it up there last week, and I will continue to keep it up there. And we will continue to talk to you about, you know, how things progress, because we really want to, you know, at least here do what we can to make sure this thing gets, you know, make sure it happens, because it's important.
Yes, sir. And, you know, honestly, I would, if I can pull this off in a non-corporate, non-sponsored way, then I would love to do this in other cities. I would love to start saying, hey, this is what we did. Look, this is what you can do. I mean, especially on the East Coast where it's more populated. I would love to take this on the road, even some of these speakers on the road.
Yeah.
Start doing this and start getting organized. And that's the whole point. We need to organize and start teaching each other these things. And that's the whole point of this. Wow. So, Jet, I thank you for your time and giving me so much time to talk about this. And I appreciate your support. And keep doing what you're doing. You sound great on the radio, by the way.
Thanks, brother. Yeah, just winging it, you know. We're just learning this day by day by day. And, you know, I would like to have you up to talk a little bit about, you know, how you woke up. You know, I'd like to have an official interview on the air, if you wouldn't mind doing that sometime.
Man, anytime you want, you just let me know.
Yeah, I left you a message yesterday. If you wouldn't mind giving me a call sometime, I'd appreciate it.
Sure, sure.
Thanks, brother. Look forward to talking with you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you to all your listeners, too.
You bet. Have a good one, man. Oh, wow. You know, I really like Clint a whole bunch. You know, as a nurse, I was trained to really, really look at people, okay? Like, at their health. You look at their eyes. You look at their color. You look at their body posture. You look at if they're, you know, doing any, you know, their gestures. So it was a learned behavior, but I really, really learned to look at where someone was coming from just by the micro expressions that we all give. We all give them. We can't help it. It has to do with the synergy between our body and our soul, in our mind, and, you know, and who we are. So you can't help, it's so ingrained in one another, our mind and our bodies, that you know, you give certain tells that you can't help. And sometimes those tells are good, sometimes they're bad. And I tell you what, I got a really good vibe off of Clint Richardson's the first time I met him. You know, I invited him to go to the fair with us, invited him to stay at our house, because he just showed up because David Icke was giving a conference in Phoenix, and he drove all the way down from Salt Lake City to see David Icke. And he said he just showed up at the Freedom's Phoenix studio and said, hey, man, I like what you guys are about, and I wanted to see it for myself. So we invited him out for an evening of fun, and we've been friends ever since. And that's the way it happens in the freedom movement. You know, you meet up with somebody one time, it's like, oh, that guy's a good person. We're friends now. We're all on the same page. So how do you feel about that, Chuck?
I've met a lot of really cool people in my time in the last year and a half or so. And it's been a real privilege, honestly, you know, because when you celebrate the truth, it sets you free. And it's a unification that, quite honestly, even with all my experiences in my life, never really experienced it on this level. So, yeah, it is. It's very positive.
You have to work to lie. Telling the truth is free. It's easy. And you can rest easy. And when you're telling the truth, you don't have any problems.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah. And, you know, the people that are a part of this movement, I call it the Freedom Movement. A lot of people have different names for it. It's all basically based on the same thing. And it's the principle of, hey, we just want to be left alone. You know, and if you can't, then apparently, you know, you got to stand up and do things like this, where you get up every morning, Jed. And I know you get up really super early to do the show. And I respect that about you, dude. And I would do anything for you because, hey, it's not easy to be sitting where you're sitting doing what you do. So other people in the movement, it's the same thing. I myself and you included, and many other people around us, dedicate our time, our money, our equipment, whatever we have, to just help bring the message to the people, because we're a nation sleeping. You know, we've been programmed to be asleep. There's a specific reason for that. And once you become awake, it's like, well, you can't go back the other way. You can't go back to sleep now.
And we don't. And part of it is we don't feel good. And in the second hour, we're going to talk a lot about that. When you don't feel good, you can't rise up. And that's the whole thing. And when you're drugged up and your food is like not non-nutritive, you're not going to feel good. So that's cool. I want to. We only got a couple of minutes left to start on this. But I want to get it cooking, so I want to talk about these two articles, to switch gears, talking about RBS tells clients to prepare for, quote, monster money printing by the Federal Reserve. It says, as the recovery starts to stall in the U.S. and Europe with echoes of mid-1931, bond experts are once again dusting off a speech by helicopter Ben Bernanke, I added that, given 8 years ago as a freshman governor at the Federal Reserve, entitled Deflation, Making Sure It Doesn't Happen Here, is a warfare manual for defeating economic slumps by use of extreme monetary stimulus once interest rates have dropped to zero, and implicitly once governments have spent themselves to near bankruptcy, which this is the playbook of Keynesian economics, and it doesn't work. It is meant to enrich those that are already enriched at our defense, at the regular people's expense. And if you notice, there is unlimited money for the wars and the police state, but none for us. They've given $28 trillion to the bankers, but they're talking about austerity measures for us. This is with the greatest theft that has ever occurred in the history of mankind, and you're the one getting suckered. I'm the one getting suckered. Everybody in the world that isn't one of the global elites are getting suckered. And so if we don't rise up, we're just taking it. We're punks. We're wussies. We're jerks if we don't do this. If we don't stand up against this, this is black and white, and they say it in their interviews, for whatever reason. You know, other people have different explanations as to what their reasoning are, but I say they just feel like they need to tell us what they're doing because of whatever reason that they feel. I don't care.
I don't think you're going to get a lot of transparency out of that that equation, you know, unfortunately. Like Clint said, mentioning the easiest way to steal money from people is to take it because they don't even realize that they have it.
Right. When we come back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, the revolution continues with me, Jet Lacy. Chuck and I are going to break this down, and we're going to talk a little bit more about it, because this is going to show you what they're planning for us in the very near future out of necessity to save the system that they built and destroyed. When we come back, love to hear from you. 800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. Be right back.
You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
On your feet or on your knees, this is Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, and the revolution continues. Me, Jet Lacy. We're talking about this article from the RBS, who's a hedge fund, was telling their investors to prepare for monster money printing by the Federal Reserve. And again, there's unlimited money for the wars and for the police state, but none of it is going to us. There's $28 trillion for the bankers, but they're cutting everybody's unemployment benefits, and they're taking houses left and right. Everything is going to the bankers. The money that was the $1 trillion that was given to Greece to bail them out went to the bankers. But yet, we still owe that on our taxes. This is what they don't tell you. The money all goes to the bankers. And you can take that to the bank, all right? You know what I mean? I'm not lying to you. Everything is going to the bankers. So Bernanke was saying, his speech was best known for the irreverent one-liner, the U.S. government has a technology called the printing press. That allows it to produce as many U.S. dollars as it wishes, essentially at no cost. To them, to you, it means every dollar that you earn with your blood, sweat, and tears is worth less. I don't mean worthless. I mean it's worth a little bit less every time they turn on the printing press. And Chuck and I, we were talking about this at dinner last night, how all this stuff is just made up zeros on a computer. And all this Federal Reserve money, they could really just essentially zero it out. And the banks are the ones that would get screwed. Okay? They could remove those dollars just as easily as they could, as they granted them. But they're not going to do that because the New World Order controls our government. They own the Federal Reserve. And they think they own us, lock, stock, and barrel. What do you think, Chuck?
Well, yeah, I think it's obvious, you know, with somebody, it's like a madman at the controls flying an airplane. And let's, you know, consider the world or the United States. We're all on this airplane, and you got a crazy guy up there at the cockpit. That's the leaders of the Federal Reserve. That's Bernanke. That's, you know, all of the mafioso bankers that are really trying to kill everyone on board. They've got their little parachute and escape hatch, but the rest of us are paying the price. And, you know, I fully believe this. It took a while for me to understand it. In fact, it's so complex. That's the other thing, is it's so darn complex. It's hard to grasp the depth of this thing.
But that's done on purpose.
It is intentional. Everything's programmed.
I mean, a sound money is sound money. You got gold or you don't.
Exactly. And, you know, that's one of the fears I have. People everywhere that I know of in this movement are trying to bulk up on precious metals. I'm not even sure if that's enough. I think, you know, we need to look a little bit further and think about food and how we're going to take care of ourselves, because they're definitely not going to take care of us for us.
Right. You can't eat gold, even though what people are using gold for right now is to preserve wealth, because it's real. And it's an element of the earth, and it's scarce, and it has all the qualities of money. You know, it's portable, it's uniform, it's everything. And that's why we talk about sound money, because they can't go inflating our money away by running the printing presses, which inflation is nothing more than a hidden tax. However, it's deflation that they can't abide by our dollars being worth more. That's what happens in deflation. Our dollars are worth more. They're worth more money. And a 1% uptick in the interest rates would send our deficit to astronomical reaches that we could not reach. When we come back in just a minute's time on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, and the revolution continues with me, Jet Lacy. Chuck and I will continue talking about it. We'll be right back in just a second.